My name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about writing short stories. I'll provide you with some helpful tips for authors writing short stories. We love writing short stories. We admire those authors who produce these mini manuscripts with their complete plots and well-developed characters. They can be sparse or lush, philosophical, or firmly entrenched in realism. But they all have one thing in common. Not a single word is wasted in their tight construction. If you are looking for a challenge, there's no better way to test your abilities than by writing a short story. Here are some do's and don'ts for authors writing short stories and wanting to get noticed and published. The revival of short stories. The internet seems to have given short fiction a little bit of a boost, a revival even. In this busy, stressed world, many people don't have time to read longer works of fiction such as novels, so they turn to the quick escape offered by shorter creations. A great resource for a short story therapy is Smoke Long Quarterly. This unique literary magazine offers fiction that can be read in about as long as it takes to smoke a cigarette. There is a vast array of short fiction to be found out there on the web for a quick pick-me-up reading, and it can be still found in the more traditional literary journals, magazines, and short story collections as well. This is good news for authors writing short stories, because those publications need content and are actively seeking it out. The do's of writing short stories. The most important tip we can provide authors who are writing short stories is to read publication guidelines. This may sound obvious, but it is so easy to skip something important. Read the guidelines and then read them again and again. Ignoring the submission guidelines seems to be the number one source of irritation for editors and the best way to get your short story tossed straight into the trash. For example, don't send a science fiction story to a webzine that publishes only literary fiction. And don't send a story of 3,000 words to a market that asks for a maximum of 1,000 words. Here are some other important tips to follow while writing short stories. Remember to read other issues of the magazine, journal, or webzine to get a feel for the publication to make sure your story will fit. Be patient. Don't send your work as soon as you finished it. Take some time with it, leave it alone, come back to it, revise it, leave it alone, revise, and then submit. Ensure you submit clean work. Try having a professional editor review your manuscript. Though a couple of typos aren't the end of the world, no editor appreciates an unedited, sloppy submission. Show rather than tell. More than anything, this is a tip regarding the craft of writing, but it's something that comes up again and again from editors. Remember that you can tell an old story as long as you tell it in a new, fresh, and convincing way. Bear in mind that strong, believable characters are important, even in science fiction. Also, give the characters a frame of reference, a backstory. Yes, it's hard to do this in the limited space provided by short fiction, but editors often complain that characters seem to be born yesterday simply to fulfill the purpose of the story. And finally, be sure to have a good plot resolution. Try tying the end of the story to the beginning. Here are some don'ts for writing short stories. Although there are numerous helpful tips that authors writing short stories can follow to impress an editor, there are several things we recommend that you never do. Do not use clichés. Before you submit your work, read it with a keen eye and replace clichés with fresh language. Do not argue with an editor who has rejected your work. It's rude and it will blow your chances of ever getting published by that market. Rejection hurts, but take it to mean that your piece needs a little more polishing, or perhaps it just isn't right for that particular publication. On a related note, if an editor has agreed to publish your work, you shouldn't complain if you're asked to make a few changes, and don't give up. Occasionally, you'll receive a rejection from an editor who tells you why he or she rejected your piece. This is incredibly helpful. Thank the editor for his or her comments, and then use them as you revise. Hopefully, our do's and don'ts will help you in writing short stories. Good luck, and keep writing, revising, and sending those short stories to Scribendi.com. Our manuscript editors are always happy to revise and offer suggestions on your short stories. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.